World.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, man? Meatball. What's going on, June? What's going on, Rush?
Man,
World.
I can't call it, brother. I'm glad it's another Sunday and it's a good day. What's happening, man?
Man, we had a kind of good weekend. Good friend of people up here in a car game, car enthusiast.
Okay.
Had a little tragedy last night. Yeah. You know, he ain't with us no more. Send a nice prayer out to him and his family. Skip, you're going to be North End Skip, you're going to be, you know, dearly
wow.
missed out here, man, and a car enthusiast. And, you know, it's just a tragedy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it's like when I received a text earlier today, saying that he's okay, his driver's okay. Big drag car had burnt up.
Yeah.
That's another, No, you don't want to see, nobody lose, all their investments, man. You know, I mean, they put all this money in their cars, man, and, and it's just how fast it can go away from, you know what I mean?
You're right. I mean, we do a lot of smack talk and a lot of shit talk, and I mean, tempers flare up real nasty at times. But when it's all said and done, man, all we doing is racing, man. I personally don't wish no harm upon nobody. Not when it comes to that, and to lose someone, to lose a car, to lose everything you got, I mean, it's a hard hit, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I got a question. That Skip, is that Skip? Because,
that's not Skip Ride or Die.
Okay.
I cleared the name up.
I mean, regardless of who it is, I don't know who the person is, but regardless, man, it's a toll on the family. And, I mean, it's hard. It's hard. They need a lot of prayers right now because they heavy hearted.
Right. I sent that shout out to them. But on the other note, we is live. We is on motherfucking cut as usual.
No doubt.
We got Slouch. We got Slouch on the don't want to say the name where he's at.
Right.
We got Slouch underground
Slouch
mission.
He's on the scene. He's on the scene right now. Yeah. Hey, Slouch.
He's on the Yo, what's up?
What's happening, man? You know how this go. I don't know what. I don't want to know where you're at. I just want to know what you're doing, man.
I'm up here trying to promote. Last Man Stand. I'm up here. This little mini bike drag strip. Mini bike folder drag strip. We got a little mini bike shootout. So I'm trying to promote the race. Have these guys come out here, bring these fast mini bikes and float with us, come to race.
No doubt. Hey, I heard earlier today, man. That looks like a drag strip for banshees and mini bikes, man.
Yeah, these boys, man, they ain't playing.
Hey, Slouch, they do got mini bikes over there that do line up with motorcycles, don't they? I say they do have some mini bikes over there that will line up with motorcycles, right?
They got Banshees over here that will line up with a grudge car.
Man, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they ain't playing then.
It's going down on the 31st.
Yeah, this ain't that Sears mini bike, man. You go pay $200 for it back in the day.
No, they got thousands and thousands in the motor.
Yeah, they some bad boys. If they go on
June, that's not your regular Toro lawnmower motor in there.
Right.
Oh yeah, they riding there. So are they planning on coming out on the 31st with them then?
Oh, they coming with trains of these bikes and four wheelers.
I'm gonna tell you this, that's a great show and great motivation for the kids. You know that?
Yeah, that's something to see for everybody.
Yeah.
You know they already doing it in the shop. We're trying to bring it up here.
There you go. I mean, we done already showed them. Whatever they can do down there, we sure do it better up this way, to an extent.
Woo! Yeah, these things fast.
They been getting some races off over there?
Man, they're racing nonstop over here.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's about 300 people over here.
Oh, they got a nice crowd.
Hey,
they're doing them. So what are they running? The 8th mile?
They're running the 8th mile. Hey, I wanna give my condolences to Big Drag. You know, today was his event, and he lost his car on the big end. You know, his car.
Yeah.
Burned down to bare metal, man. And, you know,
yeah,
that's a lot of money
that
he just put in.
You know, that's something that, I mean, they sent me a picture of the car stop. And, I mean, it's heartbreaking, you know. I know Drag had his soul in that car. You know, the driver made it out the car okay, but I mean that thing burnt down to the ground to where you don't even know what type of car it is.
Let me get on mute.
Yeah. Tone, Reg, what's going on, man? What's happening?
What's going on? Hey, June.
Yeah.
Send me ball.
Hey, June, Red.
I like to send a shout out to my man Leo.
Okay.
Leo did a. They had a little something. I know we don't promote it, but I am underground, so I do send
right.
those shouts out to, you know, credit where credit is due. Shout out to my man Leo with the win off last night in a little shootout they had.
I mean, as
hey,
you said.
Hey, what car did he have?
Who?
He had a Grand Sport. I think a white Grand Sport.
Wow.
With twins on it.
Wow.
So they had a shootout going on down there?
Yes, they did.
Oh, they doing it big then.
Underground shootout.
There you go. Well, again, like you said, we don't promote it, but you have to congratulate a winner, you know?
That's right. Well, you know what? You know what, Junior and Ball? We don't promote it, but we will report it.
No doubt. No doubt about that.
A true street car shootout.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this. You can't get no more street than that. That's for real. Yeah.
True. I'm talking about a true. No. Only thing you can have is a drag radio.
So that's it. Other than that, basically all street then.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Shit, shout out to Leo on that win, then. Now, I got a question, man. What's going on with y'all up there, man?
You know,
I,
what you need to hear, man?
Hold on now. I'm not I'm not one to be running up and down these boards like most people do. That other guy you see on there is not me, so I want to clarify that. But this list that you got going on, Meatball, is this a wish list, a fantasy list, or is there going to be some engagement on there?
It looked like a never going to happen list. Everybody that's been approached, ain't nobody stepping up to the plate. It looked like it's an ain't going to happen list to me.
Oh, you talking about the? Well, James, you must be talking about the Meatballs matchups.
Okay.
Hey, that was
okay.
some great matchups that Meatball put on, man. That's the matchups that the fans wants to see. And Meatball gave some serious thought to putting those matchups together, man. That's what the people want to see.
As a fan, I'm asking, are these matchups we going to see, or is this a fantasy matchup?
You know what, June? I made Meatball's matchups. So let's try to get away. The shootouts is good, but people really want to see Grudge. You know what I mean?
Right.
I talked to my man Tone. You know, he liked the idea, and Tone was the first one to reply on the Meatball matchups thread. And
right.
He went ham, man. He took up the whole first page.
But okay, and that's true. But guess what? I didn't see nothing come out of it, though. I mean, I ain't saying that anybody's ducking, diving, dodging, or any of that shit. But I mean, I didn't see not one hand come up and say, "Hey, man, you know what? Y'all got that. Let's do that." That's why I'm asking.
You know,
we still got
weeks to go. I mean, I'm not giving up on the Meatball matchups. You know, I mean, you know, races out here got fans. You know what I mean? You know, get the fans what they like to see.
That's
you know,
right.
I mean, if you feel like you can't fade the car, you know what I mean? Ask for a little room. You know what I mean? It don't hurt to ask for something. If you can't get the room, just say, you know, just stand down from it. You know what?
You know what? Now that you say that, Meatball, I'm old school, man, and I don't know if it's a pride thing or what it is nowadays that dudes, I mean, they're not willing, they want you to handicap yourself, but they're not willing to go back to how this was originally. If you had a quicker car, and I mean, you felt you had me covered, you didn't have a problem giving me the brake, giving me a car, two in the brake, three in the brake. Now, I don't understand this. These dudes nowadays, they want you to take your tires off, you know, put your headers on backwards, you know, stick a rag down the carburetor throttle body. Come on, man. That shit ain't, man, listen, man, that shit ain't racing.
I know one guy that's from here, besides Lil Tony, that wants to engage with people, Matt Paul.
Right.
Turbo
True
GT said
racer.
Right.
Turbo GT said he had given a back tire. Matt Paul said, "I don't want the back tire. I'm going to go heads up with you today."
That's what's up.
He's a true grudge racer, Meatball.
Now, was he asked to undress? Was he asked to undress?
The man didn't ask for nothing. He just said he can't do it for a whole lot of money. Turbo GT said, "Well, hey, you can do it for like $500.
Shit, hell yeah!
Like that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, man. But you know, I see again. That ain't me running up and down these boards, but I be seeing stuff, you know. But I see you got guys. I'm gonna say this like this because the bottom line, I don't give a fuck if a motherfucker like it or not. I'm gonna keep it real. But you got fast guys. I'm gonna put it out there. Here in Illinois, SBO, Turbo GT. I mean, there's a whole slew of them. You guys out there, y'all got Johnny Quick, y'all got I mean, I'm going to put Tone in the mix. You got Tone. I mean, you got a ton of guys out there, man. Why does it always go back to this? Man, you ain't got same tire. I'm not giving up an inch. Or, man, you got a big motor.
Well,
I got a little motor. Man, ain't nobody. Hey, the way technology is today, ain't no motherfucker trying to hear that bullshit, man. You know, I prefer to hear, man.
You so right, June. You know, and one of those guys on there is Turbo GT.
Right.
You know, they're trying to match him up with Junior out the back door or 8 Mile. He wants him to take his ties off. He wants Junior to put a 28 on there. You know, just run the car.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Even for 500,
okay.
It don't have to be for a lot of money.
I look at it like this. Why the fuck should I have to take anything off of my car?
You're right.
I shouldn't have to change. I mean, I look at things like this. Some people might agree, some don't. If I want to whoop somebody, I want to whoop you at your best, man. I don't want you with a broken arm or with a cold or with a cast on your leg. That ain't, I mean, to me, you don't get points for that shit. Man, come at your best. If you whoop that man at his best, man, I mean, there ain't nothing to talk about. All you can do is regroup. You know? Hey, Tony. He fall off?
Chad/Crazy Legs and Kip and
Larry. Right.
They offer Biz a race back.
Right.
I guess they're still waiting on that confirmation.
Well, Biz, from the talk of it, man, Biz said he wasn't coming, but, I mean, Chad has came to two of his events, man. He could at least return the favor.
Yeah, listen, Crazy Legs and them, all of them guys, a good group of people, they have traveled.
Right.
Hold on now, Reg.
I mean, it's not that Biz don't want to come to Chad's race. See, that's bigger than Biz. Biz, you know, his hands is kind of tied on that situation. So Chad shouldn't personalize.
Hold on now. I got to come in here, Tone, because if a motherfucker, you know, I'm going to tell you what I told Meatball before we got on the show. I ain't doing too good today. Man, fuck all that bullshit. It's an issue of politics. If you gonna say it, Tone, say it like it is. He ain't got. Hey, Meatball, this shit uncut here, ain't it? Reggie, is this shit uncut?
Listen, it's uncut.
Okay, it's a matter of politics, man. Motherfuckers are full of shit.
Tony,
yeah, tell him
Tony,
Junior said that.
Tony, can't put sugar on shit and call it ice cream. Say what the fuck is
Thank
on your
you.
Mind.
Thank you. See, I told you today I'm on some shit. You know what it is? It's a matter of politics, man. You know, I don't know how familiar any of you are, and I might say something that I might regret later on, but guess what? I don't give a fuck. It's similar to gang banging, where you got all these, you know, you got all these different groups. This is the way I look at it. You got all these different groups, you know. Chief said don't holler with this dude. Chief said don't holler with that dude. Hold on, man. Me and you was tight before Chief got here, man, or before you got into that shit. So you telling me that past don't count for shit because this dude over here don't want you associating or whatever? Man, fuck them dudes, man.
Hey, man,
I mean,
Chief got that man on. Hey, we got us on no talk, man. Man can't communicate.
Listen, Tone, regardless, I don't care. We got a lot of Illinois listeners. Some know me, some don't. For those that do know me, you know I don't give a fuck about nobody. I don't give a fuck
hold
about
on,
another
hold,
man.
Okay, hold on. Now, listen.
Yeah?
The comment I just made, you know,
right.
Speculation. However, now listen. Prior to Biz becoming a part of Grudge Inc., Biz would be all over the country racing.
Thank
prior
you.
To my falling out with Grudge Inc. Biz would be, every time Michigan gave any type of anything, Biz was right there. I have a disagreement with Jay Bonds, and you can't pay Biz to come to one of our events now. It's always some excuse. So that leads me to believe that he was instructed not to attend our events.
Well, I mean, and truth be told, I understand what Reggie said. You know, you got guys that are willing to travel. They go, what's the word y'all use for that? They support. They go out and they support you. But yet, you can't have the common courtesy to do the same. So, to me, I look at it like this. That's one of them fuck you type guys. You know? As long as I get mine, fuck you. That's all that matters. Man, come on, man. That ain't what this is about. I mean, if this is going to be politics, then shit, y'all need to run for mayor and shit like that. You know, and grudge racing, that bullshit to me, that shit ain't got no room in there, man. But then again, you know.
Hey, Junior, there was times we had MCs when we didn't show up and Biz did. That man don't come nowhere near. Now, I understand he lives in the South now, but before he moved to the South, when the situation between myself and Jay Bonds transpired, we ain't seen Biz since. I mean, I don't care if we tell him it's a race next week, next month, next year. I'm busy. I ain't gonna be able to make it. I mean, you can't make the one next season. I don't know. I'll let y'all know.
Then it's easy. I mean, if you already sent one assassin at him, I don't care what type of issues happen, whatever happened. I mean, if that's how it is, your man need to go wherever he at. Man, listen, I'll make a motherfucker stop going to the racetrack. Because wherever I find out he's at, I'm going over there to draw on his ass, man.
Okay. And I say again, yesterday in, was it Buzz Creek, Maryland, that race took place?
M-I-R. Yes, sir.
Okay. Cold Killer and Type Man and Chris Tootin showed up with that Killer Regal, all dressed in Motor City Mafia attire, and I told Killer that it was rumored that Gagne was gonna be there, and I told him I forgot to mention it to Killer. But I offered Gagne the back tie. And he said,
correct.
Well, if you offered, we going to give it. And, you know, they wasn't able to come up with nothing of that. And Type boldly let it be known that whenever and wherever Biz is spotted, he will be assassinated. And he said, Type made videos saying that he was sent there by the Motor City Mafia with instructions to seek and destroy. And he said they couldn't get no action nowhere on the drag strip.
Was
that drag strip? I don't think Biz was there, but they related to, wait a minute, or was Biz there, but the car wasn't there? I forgot what type. You know what? Let me call Tice and get him on the show. In fact, Junior, do you see a 404 area code?
What was that?
Do you see a 404 area code?
I'm looking it up right now, so.
I'll tell you what the last four are. 1 second.
No 404 on here.
Hey, Jones,
no, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, we got two hands up. Let me see what's happening with these two right here, real quick. All right. 763-1142, your mic is open. 773-1142. Nope. 313-4569, your mic is open.
Just listening.
All right. Yeah, but
Tom, I told this one guy that you made on the Meatballs matchup. I talked to this individual today, and I don't know if he's interested in, you know what I mean, tangling with the beat. He had mentioned it, you know. He told me 15 on 25 or better. I think the man want to raise by 6 o'clock. But say that again.
With what beat?
You say what?
With what beat?
I can try to get the man on the phone. I don't want to.
No, what beat? No, what beat was that? With the bumblebee or the honeybee?
With the bumblebee.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, again, Tony, you know, it's a bad day for me. Boy, they've been thrashing your ass.
Hold on. Meatball, who is this individual? I told him I was going to try to lock this race in on the Meatballs matchup, but the car is called White Trash.
Man, lock your ass in. Lock your hey Meatball. Fuck what little Tony said. Lock your ass in. Get him on there. Lock your ass in. Hey Tony.
I like that action.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this will be for the 31st?
This will be for the 31st. Head up Pro Tree, 8 Mile, Track Rules. You want to do 15 on what? I don't know if he was just kidding around, but he said 15 on 25 or better.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what he said. We'd be 15 on whatever.
Can you get him on the phone?
Who do he want to hold the money?
Can I get this young man on the phone?
Hold on. Ball, will you hold the lockup money?
Can anybody get White Trash on the line, please? 404-3716, your mic is open. May we ask who's calling?
This Motor City Mafia, four-star motherfucking lieutenant, goddammit.
Tight man, what's happening, man?
What's going on, baby?
Shit.
You know?
Man, listen, man. What's happening, man? What y'all do down there in Maryland, man?
We was given the orders to go into Maryland and lock it down, and that's exactly what happened. They went to call it not class call. But goddamn it, we got a class call. And we gonna start bringing it to the track and putting it on these weak motherfuckers. Don't talk about it's too fast when if you show your time, we got one that love to show heel. So, and it's turbo, so don't go to screaming all this and all that. Down on y'all as we going.
That's what's up. I mean, my understanding was little Tony had told me that the Motor City Mafia would accommodate basically any type of racing anybody wanted to do out there. So if they got a class car they want to race, well, shit, down on their ass then.
Exactly. Mandatory. You know, other than that, we've done what we do, and I just wanted to call in and show and report, you know. Job well done.
So y'all went down there to barbecue and kick it then, huh?
Pretty much. But, you know, we looking for action. And let me explain something, Junior. You got a lot of weak bitches out here going around trying to get class cars. Can't tell you nothing about the car. But they want to look at this Regal and know everything about it.
I'm glad you're on the line, Tight Man. I'm going to ask you a couple questions now. I mean, you know, Not that I be on these boards, but I be seeing shit. What's the deal with Candy Cane and Real Tree, Lethal Weapon? Some say you want to engage. Some say you don't want to engage with them.
Ooh, you want to vote for them motherfuckers, man. Junior, hey, Junior, don't do that.
I'm gonna tell you this. I was on the motor. I was on the Motor City Mafia website, and they was disputing on the website, on the Motor City Mafia website, talking about Cold Killer don't want to do nothing with Candy Cane. You know, they saying that Cold Killer got off because, what's that, King Kong spun the tires? The response from the Motor City Mafia was, it ain't none of Killer's business whether they made it down the track or not. That's their problem. That's a lack of power management on their behalf. But they responded by, Killer didn't want to engage with Candy Cane. That's the only reason why I asked the question. I mean, you can go on Facebook on the Motor City Mafia page and see the dispute that went on there. That's why I'm asking.
But Junior, let me tell these guys that don't know what grudge racing is. If you can grab you a duck, grab that duck and fuck him up. And then when that duck go get a goose, don't fuck the goose up. Candy Cane is the goose. Ain't nobody running from it. Come on, man.
That's right.
Do that.
That's right. That's what was said to them. That's what was said.
That we fucking decline a race just because we can't beat that car. That's the day we'll fucking retire.
There you
any
go.
Car.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. See, now, like they say, ain't nothing better than hearing it directly from the horse's mouth. So now there ain't no dispute.
Let me ask you something, Junior. At the end of the day, you got some motherfuckers that can't do what we do. They gonna joke
right.
and laugh if you got your ass all blown out. And they gonna show their true side because I love patting you on
right.
the back when you win it. So we looking forward to that. But if you lose a race, I can take anything anybody say, shit, we good. We'll be back though. That's all.
That's right. That's right. You know what? It ain't no different than a fight.
Hey, Tyke.
Fuck up, LP.
You know how, like you said, people know more about that Regal than you do. And, you know, that go for this Bumblebee, too. People know more about that car than I do, which, I mean, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, what was our last race? Was it July 13th?
Yeah.
Hold on, it wasn't even then. It wasn't even July 13th. It was June. When is the last time I've seen
June the 25th.
That's the last time I laid eyes on it, to the best of your knowledge, Tyke?
Yeah, I know that is.
Okay. I was told that you and Chris took the motor out the Regal and put it in the Bumblebee. I mean, you didn't think you could at least mention that to me? I mean, I ain't tripping if you did do it, but, you know.
Yeah, hey, Tom, that's the type of shit you own?
I mean, I'm just saying, that's what I was told.
It's amazing how people know more about what you got going on in your house than they know about what's going on in
there. Well, I'm trying to figure out how y'all took the motor out of that and put it in the Bumblebee, and y'all was just out trying to race the car yesterday. So, you know, it was rumored that when I went on Motown Muscle on the Meatballs matchups and called out the individuals that I called out, it's been rumored that the reason I called them out is because y'all took the motor out of the Regal and put it in the Camaro, which I said, well, you know, if they did do it, I didn't know nothing about it. But I mean, that wouldn't be nothing, you know, out the ordinary, because, you know, it's times that I find out weeks later that, you know, y'all have been out racing 2-3 times here, been out testing that. I say, well, you know, I have to do some investigating and check it out. I don't know if they did it or not, because, like I told them, is we have team cars, and, you know, I mean, ain't no big eyes, little U's. If a decision is made and I wasn't available at the time, y'all go ahead and follow through with the decision. I trust your judgment. Like when we was on Pro Stock Joe show the other day, and he was making a comment that, you know, car owners have to be there when a car is being driven. And when you call and ask me to come on the show, you ask me, Tone, do you have to be present when your car go down the track? I told him, I have not been present more than I have been present. No, I don't have to be present. I don't have to be notified of a lock-in, of a booking, of a racing, a testing, or none of that. I said, everybody on this team got unlimited booking and driving rights to the car. It is what it is. So when I was told that the motor out of the Regal went into the Camaro, you know, I kind of had a dumbfounded look on my face, and they were under the impression that they caught me. But I told them, no, it ain't that you caught me. I don't know. I can't answer that. I haven't seen the car in a few months. So, you know, but you said.
Wait, guess what all that boiled down to, though? A nosy motherfucker. A nosy motherfucker. If we did, why they worried about it? Do they, hey. Biz, if you listening, anybody from Chicago, if y'all listening, man, y'all let Biz know, man, he ain't safe, man. He ain't safe. I'm looking for him. Every chance I get, I'm calling King Biz out. I'm going to be head up. I ain't asking for nothing but 105.
Jesus Christ.
So, Tight Man,
this is a nationwide ATV you got. He done took Ben Laden's place. I'm going to put a bounty on his head. Anybody that can find him and look through him and get that ass to the racetrack, man, I got to come. He can be in Hickapoo, Italy. I'm going to drive over the water.
Well, you got some we got some Illinois callers here. I mean, y'all can get in touch. Y'all can get in touch with Biz. Let him know. He got a nationwide ATV on him.
And an ammo alert on Lil Junior.
Well, I mean, ain't nothing else to be said, other than what's the favorite word? Deposit. Other than that, ain't nothing else to talk about then.
That's it.
I sent the text out to the, I don't know if he's on yet. I didn't get a text back.
Oh, he got to do the one button.
I thought he was
game,
if you see us. So, 1 week from last Sunday, I thought he was supposed to come on and tell me what his little short ass driver was doing, man. Did he not say that last week? Did he not say that, Junior? Because you from
that
over there.
That is correct. That is correct.
Oh, okay. See, I'm man, I'm on deck right now.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Biz is off.
Yes,
it went from everything in drag racing. We accepted.
Right.
Then he reduced it to 1-1. We accepted.
Correct.
Then Tyke got on him about a week ago. Tell me, man, what's up with the 1-1? Where do we need to meet you at, man? We need that 1-1. Or were you bullshitting? He said, yeah, I was bullshitting. I lied. I'm not giving you one and one. Type screaming, howling, fussing, cussing. Then he said, but you know what, Biz? We ain't going to let you off the hook that easy. Fuck it. We don't want nothing. We going to sit slap ass on the side of you whenever, wherever. He said, I have to get with my driver and check his schedule. And the man been missing in action ever since.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe he ain't caught up with his driver.
Hey, man.
I don't know. hey, man. I don't know about the country, but I know there's times here in the city, man, I try to make a call, my phone don't work right. So if it don't work right here in the city, shit, who knows what the fuck going on out in the country, man? Come on, man. You got to give a man the benefit of the doubt, man.
Hey, I'm sorry, not type. Hey, June, do you see a 313-2526? Do they got their hand up?
313-2526. No, sir.
Well, they... Text out there, David. I'm ready to go. All right, I'm sorry for interrupting y'all.
No, go ahead. I don't see him in here. All he got to do is hit that one button.
Tone.
Yes, sir.
Man, the meatball matchup shit. I'm gonna have to match you in Cold Killer, man. Fuck it. You got everything in drag racing, Tone.
Hey, I bet you.
What did
you say?
Hold on. What'd you say, Meatball? I'm going to match Cold Killer and the Bumblebee up. Bumblebee got everything in drag racing.
Yeah. We can't get that. Let that cat out the bag.
It's Meatball's matchup. I gotta match somebody up. Hell, they're the only two that seem like they won't race, and a handful of other guys. So I gotta match somebody up. Shit.
706-9376. Your mic is open.
Yeah. What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, Tide on the phone?
Yeah, yes, he is.
Hey, Todd, I got a question. If I was online today and I seen Big Ball Factor say they got this new 29 car, it seemed like they was poking that Cold Killer. So I was just checking to see if you heard anything about that yet.
He paused it.
Okay, that's enough.
404-353-3716.
Yeah, that's the same thing I was thinking, man, but it seems like these guys, they don't want to come out, they're little boys, and if they jugging at you, you know what I'm saying, they need to do what they're going to do, or just leave y'all alone, you know, basically. So
that's
I just call
much, that's pretty much what's going on, Colin.
Hey,
you know, type man,
that number starts with deposit or it ends with deposit?
It starts with deposit. And if they are in, we get your ass down.
That's it. Oh, I got another line here. 313-1633, your mic is open. 313-1633.
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm just listening.
Okay. Hey, Meatball.
What you say, Joe?
What's happening with Wayne? That's why Clash,
I'm waiting on a text back. What was that number you just called? 1633? Fast Joe. Man, what's on your mind, man?
Hold on. Let me open his mic because he didn't respond. 313-1633. Your mic is open.
Fast Joe, what's going
on, man? What's up?
What's going on, Fast Joe?
Ain't nothing going on. What's happening with your players today?
Man, listen here, man. Tell the grudge. Well, I want to know, but I'm in some shit. I'm in your camp. I'm in your crew. Man, when will we see the green screen Mustang, man?
Soon.
Is it gonna make a debut soon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's all I want to hear.
Yeah. We're gonna be doing that real soon.
Okay. I know you're gonna be quiet because I know you really don't talk too much until the car is ready. But
right.
I will ask you, is it a couple of people that you're gonna be looking for?
It is, but I really don't want to say.
No, you ain't gotta say no names. You just say if you're gonna be a couple of people you're gonna be looking for. When it gets
up, most definitely.
Get right.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Okay. All right. June, I still don't got a response from
Hey, Meatball.
Gang. Talk to me.
Meatball. Is it possible I can bring you my lockup money tomorrow?
Come on, your lockup money is good with me.
I want you to have it in your hand. So if that man do agree to it, you already got mine. If he don't, I'll just get it back from you. But I want
your
you to
money,
have my system.
Your money is good with me.
Your money is good with me.
Well, I mean,
if
you know
lock
what,
it up,
I got somebody with the TV on. Mute that mic. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You got somebody with a TV on, man? Can you please mute that mic?
Hey,
go ahead. Mute that mic. My bad.
Tom, your money's good with me. If I got it, if he calls it, it's a lockup.
Okay.
Did anybody
Tom,
else in the Meatball matchups answer the call?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, hey, Tone, you know what? Let me ask you a question. Who do you want to engage with?
White trash. I want to engage with white trash. I want white trash. I want Biz. I want Little Ron. I want Leaky Leon. I want Three Lug. Who else? And I'm trying to run all them on the 31st.
I tell you who you forgot to call, goddammit.
Who?
Mutts racing.
But. Oh, at age. See, we ain't heard from him in so long. I forgot
you
about him. At age.
Racing. You can call Mutts racing, but they ain't going to respond. That number can disconnect.
Hold on. Tom, only one person on the Meatball matchup that kind of went a little crazy was Turbo GT.
What's
Turbo GT
trying to do, man? What's he trying to do?
He called out a couple of individuals.
Right.
Well, not a couple, but a handful of them.
Kimo, is that you, Kimo?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
We speaking about Turbo GT. Let me ask you this, man. How you gonna let these people call you sub sandwich and all this other bullshit? And you ain't get down with these motherfuckers man.
I'm trying to take care of some business right now with out of the state. And if I go in and crack him crazy.
Oh, well, you need to put your phone on mute then if you're trying to do that.
Hold on, June. Wait a minute. Now,
hold on.
Who do you got for him now, Kimo?
I do got
Junior
Racing, but right now I'm trying to fuck Lil Ron.
So when are you trying to get this engagement going on, man?
The 31st, August 31st, because I don't know what Junior got going. And as you guys know, I don't drive, so I got to wait to the driver. Can make it, you know what I mean?
Junior, can you find that background noise?
I hear Chemo's phone breaking up, but I don't hear no background noise.
I don't hear it now.
Chemo.
Yeah, we're clear.
Hey, Junior.
Michael.
Yeah,
Daniel,
you might
Michael.
Open.
Hey, Chemo, if I fucking drive up there a motherfucking on the 31st or the whenever I come, and you don't motherfucking race nobody, man, I'm gonna put this on my Junior. I'm gonna cut your motherfucking ties, man. You got to do it.
Me and Chemo real cool type, man. But you ain't gonna move nobody to Chicago, man. I don't like them motherfuckers out of Michigan, man. Listen to what
I'm
telling you,
man. Hey, Mr. June, can somebody?
Damn, I said, hey, my bad. Did I say that out loud? My bad. I thought I just started. Right? I'm sorry.
Hey, June, can somebody get Lil Ron on the phone there, man?
Listen.
I want a lot of Lil Ron.
You got plenty of guys with these 773 numbers. You got plenty of guys with these Illinois numbers. All y'all got to do is hit that one button or get in touch with anybody that these guys have called out. Me personally, I don't call nobody. I don't like talking to people. What was that?
Can anybody get in touch with the Set on Keel camp?
Hey, man, you ain't heard. They done been set on Keel lately.
Some of them have, but then some of them haven't now. There seems to be a little dispute there also going on, but we ain't going to get into no family business. You got to let them, you got to see who going to float up to the top in the end, so.
I think Lil Ron is gone.
Hold on a second. 219-4018. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, I just want to remind you guys, I'm having that meltdown next Saturday. $10,000 at a winner.
There you go. Who's this, Terry?
It's Terry. Who's this?
What's happening, Terry Jr., man? What's going on, man?
How's it going?
It's going all right.
Who are you guys looking for?
They are looking for Little Ron, Biz.
LaRonda.
There's
no Junior. It's LaRonda. It's
not
Lil
Ron. It's
LaRonda. Okay, I see. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Little Ron, Leon, Three Lug. I didn't hear you say nothing about Turbo.
I don't want no problem with Three Lug, man.
Oh, you said with Three Lug, but I didn't hear you say nothing about Turbo GT.
Yeah, we looking for Turbo GT. What you mean?
Okay. Yeah,
we got a motherfucker
I'm just saying.
What car? Sub-Zero?
No, with Junior.
They want to run the Sub-Zero. I know that.
I want to have sex with Mariah Carey, but shit, I can't do that.
Well. Sub-Zero can have a 315 and bars on, and I know Turbo GT will sit on 28s and no bars and run them heads up.
Hold on. I want to ask you this, Terry. The man, Junior, said he will line up with Turbo GT. Right after he finished racing Turbo GT, he would turn right back around the hot lap that bitch and race the SVO. Now, what's the problem? You trying to go with all their cars.
What's that?
You trying to run all their cars. You see, you're running SVO and Turbo GT.
So he's going to hot lap it? He's going to turn right back around and run both of them?
Well, I probably was going to go to wreck them. I knew that would get your attention.
You know,
but anyway,
the hot lapping part might have been a little bit exaggerated, but basically,
Isn't that what he said?
He will knock one off. Come right back and knock the other one off.
When are we going to do that?
when they want to do this?
Yeah.
On the 31st of August.
31st of August, we'll do it.
Okay,
we're
let me call you right back.
What's
your number?
No, we're not hot lapping, dog, Terry. I was just
bullshitting.
No, wait a minute. We ain't taking
who's
the shit off.
Is this Timo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so what are you going to be on, a 315 and wheelie bars, or is that how you're going to sit?
Junior on
no,
we're
talking about
stiff sidewalk. We talking about Junior's car.
No.
I'm trying
I'm
to fuck little.
Real.
What? I mean, God damn.
Wait, hold on. Hey, Terry, can I ask you a question? What are they petrified of this man, Junior?
What's that?
Are they petrified of this man, Junior?
No, they want to not talk to the Gerald person.
No,
yeah,
Junior want to
knock
him off first.
That's why I'm trying to knock off Lou around first, see?
Okay.
And then I come over there. I'm going to beat y'all ass this year, so don't you worry about that, Ted.
All right. Well, we're trying to lock in. We're not trying to hide.
No, well, I ain't hiding either. I got some unfinished business right now. If y'all don't understand that, I'm a tough titty.
No, that's cool.
Well, Terry, hey, Terry, I understand that you said y'all not trying to hide, but y'all hide from Junior, though.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me eat dinner, look for my number, and I'll call you back in 20 minutes.
Hey, what you eat? What you eating, Terry?
Huh?
What you eat?
Hey, what
you having for dinner?
Hey, you see how Terry jumped straight in the bushes when they said me? Oh, I'll call you right back. Now when you say Junior, I got
to
eat dinner, I'll call you back.
I'm trying to eat.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Terry, go eat dinner, Terry, and then
Hey, Terry, Hold on, damn, Terry, what you having for dinner, Terry?
Thanks. We got a New York strip. What do you want? You want to come over?
Oh, damn.
Do I want to come over? No, I just ate a side of pussy.
Hey.
I'm straight.
Hey, man, we can't come over that fast. We ain't got no jet like yours.
What's that?
We can't get there that fast. We don't got no jet like yours, baby.
Hey, Kimo, you stupid, man. get back at us, Terry. See if we could get something going.
20 minutes.
Okay.
Hey, who
are you guys want to come here, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Junior.
Okay.
He's not taking nothing off.
What's he got?
A stock suspension Mustang on 29s.
29s and bars?
No bar.
No bars? Okay, I'll call you back.
Okay. Hey, Tone, I got a couple mics here. Let me open these up. 773-7490. Your mic is open. 773-7490. Your mic is open.
Yeah, all them on the fence up there. They're just trying to ease back in by now. They're trying to ease on back
in. Okay, we're going to close him out. 601-0549. Your mic is open. 601-0549. Your mic is open.
Man,
hey. 313-8175. 313-8175. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I fell off. I'm back.
Who's this? Oh, that's you. My bad.
Hey, man, we had to tell Terry Tone that we couldn't make it to eat dinner with him because we don't have a private jet like Gloves Inc.
Hey,
so
Kimo stupid, man.
hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this slot. I meant to tell everybody. I want to let everybody know that August 20th to the 23rd, Ride or Die Skip is going into battle with Boosted GT from Texas. He's coming up here to run.
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, Junior. I mean not Junior, but
yes,
Slouch. Have you found what rock Melvin is having yet?
No, man.
Hold on. Hey, Slouch, you talking about my good old teammate, man. You say Skip from my Ride or Die will be engaging with Boosted TT.
Booster GT that was on the Midwest
that Yellow Mustang
races. The Yellow
right.
Mustang. But
hey,
he's not
hey,
running
Slough.
Him. He sold the Yellow Mustang. He has a different car. He has a black Mustang now.
Booster GT was invited. What
track they gonna do
to,
that?
They're going to Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going
to
showdown in Mexico.
They're going to showdown in Mexico. You know what Mexico I'm talking about.
I know
there
exactly what Mexico you're talking about, and that's going to be a good event.
Yeah.
Where is that going to be? Hey. Where is that going to be up here?
Yeah. It's going to be.
Hey, Kimo, that will be.
Kimo,
that will be discussed later on in private. How's that?
Man, I'm trying to figure out where to race at, Junior. Where I supposed to.
Okay.
No,
you're
Kimo,
listen. You're not listening.
I will email you later, Kimo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Definitely cannot put that out.
This is something that doesn't, you don't want to discuss where this is going to take place.
Oh, okay. I got it.
But a lot of people know where Mexico is. A lot of people been to Mexico. They ran to Mexico, so.
Hold on.
Okay. Now. A slouch, Boosted GT was contacted by the Motor City Mafia and was invited.
No.
What? I know. He was invited to come to US 131 to give him all the action he wanted, and that man said no.
No.
Really?
That man said no. There was a stock suspension G-body on 29s, which wanted to engage with him. And as he said in his video, he likes his hundreds crisp. those representing the G-body said, we like them crisp and wrinkled. Get your ass up this way. And he said, no, sir.
No.
Hey, well, June, he's going to have a big, he got a big order messing with Skip, so it's going to be, it ain't going to be no cakewalk for him, I tell you that.
That's what's happening. I mean, it shouldn't be a cakewalk. You know, you defended home court, you know?
Hey, that race right there, I guarantee it's going to be over 500-600 people.
Oh, yeah,
or more.
No doubt. No doubt. I'm going to tell you this. And I like the way they talk. I'm going to tell you this. And they talk real slick. The boys out of Oklahoma talk some real slick shit. Now, they have gone to other tracks to engage, but they will not accept an invitation to come up to the Midwest. You know, because as it was told to them also, you will get accommodated. You
Brad, put your phone on mute.
Klaus, why do you keep thinking that's me, dude? I've been on mute.
I don't like you. I don't like you.
Hey, we got somebody with a lot of background, man.
My bad, Red.
And it cut off. That's why I was
talking.
I just didn't say shit to him. But I told him I was getting out of gas. Then it fired right back
that's
up.
Him. Yeah, that's
Street King.
Cut off again. I got here.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
He got the back tie.
Aaron. Hey, what's Aaron's last four numbers, man? If anybody got it.
I got to look it up. Hold on.
They looking for you. You are.
Aaron.
What's up?
What's going on, man? Hello?
Yeah. Aaron's last four is 9502.
Hello?
Oh, you know what? You know what, Junior?
What's going on, man?
Huh?
What's happening?
It's she.
What's up, Tom?
Opening up, opening up the doors. But, hey, man, I want everybody to know. I want to thank Aaron on that steak and that peach cobbler. Hello?
Hey, June.
Hello?
June.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Junior?
Yes, I can. What's happening?
I want to announce that I got a phone call from Mississippi Joe. He said it is official that Gangsta Boo 1 is locked in with Gangsta Boo 2. And I believe he said he's locked in with Big Low to run in his race. I think it's November 3rd. I'm going to try to get him on the line so he could give the full details.
I have a 601 number here, 601-0549. Would that happen to be you, Joe?
Hey, Street King.
What's up?
Man, on the meatball matchup, man, who
Joe,
you looking for,
Joe
man?
Might not come on because tight man on here, man.
Hey, Street, on meatball matchup, man, who are you looking for?
Tight man on here, Joe. Joe might not come on, man. He no tight. Hey, on here, man. I don't know.
You looking for
who you trying to engage with? You still ain't been able to lock that race in with Jigaboo?
Nah, he said he's standing down. I'm going to have him get through testing.
That's the dude with that gold Malibu right there, Street King. Is that the same Street King?
What's up,
right
tight man?
Back top.
What's up?
Back top. What's going on, baby?
Hey, tight man. You got
what?
Joe scared to talk or something?
Hey, did he say anything? October the 19th, get his ass out. But I ain't gonna say that to that man because I want him to come at his best. Hey, Junior, what'd you say the last four was on that 601 number?
0549.
He's 5133.
No, I do not see it here.
I'm telling you, man, that's hype man on here. He ain't gonna choke.
I mean, Kimo, that bullshit, because one guy's on the phone, the other one ain't gonna get on, man. It ain't like you could choke him out over the phone, man. If he can't, he a bad man. Shit.
Hey, man. Junior?
Yes, sir.
Junior?
Yes, sir. Yes.
If I call a number high enough, a motherfucker might choke.
You right about that. Now, again, because I love asking questions. Are you looking to engage when Gangsta Boo, the original Gangsta Boo, I don't know now if it's going to be Gangsta Boo 1, 2, 3, 9, 10, whatever the number is. But the one that belongs to Mississippi Joe, are you looking to engage with him?
As soon as he say he's ready.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I'm just setting up. I'm just looking at what the future matches, what they're gonna bring. So, Joe, if you're listening, man said he would like to engage as soon as you're ready. Who else you got tight, man?
Anybody on the planet. Big Low. He pissing me off, Junior. Big Low, he locked me in with Gangsta Boo 1. He should be done had enough of that shit. Now, come on over here and let us blow his ass all out.
Damn. Oh, he'll keep engaging with Gangsta Boo, but he won't engage with you?
No, it looks like we're going to have to go to Florida and catch you. Catch him in front of all this.
Ain't that what assassins do?
Well, you know, Jimmy, you put him a hit list out there, but you know me. Oh, fuck it. You know I'm coming.
You know why? Because then there can't be none of this whispering in the dark talk about, oh, they scared, oh, they don't this. Every single cop I've asked you about, you have said yes. That's it.
Exactly.
So all this other stuff they talk about, well, they scared, they don't want to this, they don't want to that. I mean, that puts that, at least in my eyes and those that listen here,
oh,
it puts
hold
that
on,
to
Junior,
rest.
You didn't mention this, though, Junior. You didn't mention this.
What's
they
that?
Said that Tight Man and Cold Killer and Lil Tony has been guilty of trying to buy races.
When? Let me tell you something. It's like they're
trying to buy races. Hold on.
If you own a car, if you got all those dudes standing around your car, and they can't come up with $350 a piece, hey man, go lay down. Go get you some new crew members or something. You know.
There you go. I'm gonna tell you this. I haven't heard not one outrageous yet.
But then again,
I might be
day.
Wrong. Right.
Tony Vine said the other day, now I know Prime Time Racing got 30 people with them. They should be able to come up with 5 stacks. You know, he told them they were trying to buy a race.
Chemo, when you got a crew and you got a following like he does, if you can't come up with 5,000, it's because you don't want to lose 5,000. Because I bet you if it was a car that they know is weak and they can whoop, they won't come up with 5. They'll come up with 50.
Well, see, I heard them the other day. They drawed on Mario, game over. What Mario car he got? They want to race him for 5 times, but they wouldn't run Cold Killer for the 5.
Hey, man. Hey, Chemo. You haven't seen Mario's car. Mario drives his car to the drag strip. It's a T-top car. He got sounds in it. He'll race you in eighth. He'll race you in the quarter. Or he'll get on the highway and run you in the mile. They drew on that car, man, because that's the only car that Mario owns right now. Is that the car that they drew on?
Man, if I'm lying, ask Pac, man. They told Mario we were going to race him for 5 times, but we ain't going to run Cold Killer.
Hey, remember those words now, because all I'm going to tell you, remember those words, and I bet you hear a motherfucker backing up this month, not next month, this month.
But Pat, Ty, that am I lying? Did they say that or did they not say that?
You know, a tongue will say anything, see, but then, see, then this one is because bullshit. They say, oh, we'll do this. We'll do that. You want to pick that car? When we get the transmission back in that car, then we want to throw a number higher than theirs. They're going to say we're trying to buy it. So, y'all the one came out with 5. Just say 5 or better. If you like the key word, better. Better. That's a bad word.
Yeah, that better will blow your ass wide open.
Hold on, and Junior, I'm going to say this as far as the trying to put bets out of reach. It's times that Regal went to battle during the week, and, you know, it was spur-of-the-moment stuff. Type or call me, a killer call me, hey, man, we're going over here to run so-and-so. Can you make it? I tell them, no, I'm working. I can't make it. All right, we'll call you when we get there. They get to the drag strip. They call me, hey, man, you want something on the pot? I say, what is the pot? And when they tell me what the pot is, I say, man, that would be disrespectful for me to ask for anything, man. Y'all not even going to make gas money, man. Y'all go ahead home. I appreciate the call. So how they accuse the big betting when, you know, you already got Killer, Tight, Chris, and Mario standing there. Now, if we're talking about a $2,500 bet, where am I going to get in at? I mean, everybody's
got
$500.
I'm just telling y'all, I'm just letting our people up here know
what we did on
the talk show. That's all I'm saying.
You know, okay, you know what that is? Listen, that's all that is another excuse to not engage. because I don't know. I may be wrong. I may be stepping out of place. But I'm pretty sure if the man said all we got is $2,000, $1,500, they going to whoop his ass for that $1,500 or $2,000.
Well,
you know?
Yeah,
they going to get it. But like I say, when they call me talking about do I want something, you know, how do I in good conscience ask for some of that? Some of
you're
what?
Right. You're right. That's correct.
Well, you know,
so I'm telling you, man, let me get $300 on it. Hell, it's gonna cost them that much. The Western Union needed $300.
You're right. So that ain't. Yeah. It could never be excessive betting. And I mean, okay, now I'm gonna say this, and it ain't being in nobody's pocket and nobody's money, but you've been racing that long, and you have a win streak as they do. I don't care how much you tricking off. When it comes to that race car, more than likely, you got enough money to cover damn near any better motherfucker will call out. Because if you don't, you're doing something wrong.
But I'm with Tyson them, Chris, too, you know. I don't know, but I'm just saying it. This is me. All the shit Tony Vines was talking, he got to pay for these races. I just mean, he was talking so much shit about how killers don't kill Chris Tootin and shit if this car don't run right this time. And Chris been whooping his ass every time they race.
I mean, that's just, okay.
I got one better than that. Ask Tony when the last time he whooped us in a grudge race. If he don't say 5 years or better, I'm gonna eat the tires off his car, fling the hot sauce.
I mean, okay, so tight. In 5 years, he kind of low on excuses now. He got to find something.
Well, you know what, man? We really, can y'all get Tony Barnes on the show? I love to hear what he got to say with 5 years. Let them tell. They ain't lost in 5 years.
What you mean?
Well,
he just lost.
Tell you this. I don't know where that come from because I know I seen him get his motherfucking ass
he don't do too many losses. He don't want more. Let me stop that. He don't want more races than he lost.
Okay. Granted.
I mean, I'll agree with that.
Right.
Yeah, but he ain't one of the main races to me. That one where he just can't beat Chris Tootin. I don't think he can beat Chris Tootin.
Well, you know, it's an old saying my dad used to say, right? I don't think he know enough English to whoop Chris too. I may be wrong.
Hold on, Junior.
I may be
Hold
wrong.
On. That man's only language is English. So what is you talking about?
again, Tom. He don't know enough English to whoop Chris too. I may be wrong.
Hey man, you better be glad nobody ain't called Tony Bynum. Boy, he go clean out on you, Junior.
I mean, it's easy for me because you know what I say to him in the end. You know what I say, right? You know how I finish all conversations I don't like. Fuck you, make my spit red. It's that easy.
Hey man,
you know
he be upset
here
too,
know,
man.
I mean, but. My understanding is this. If you ain't been able to whoop this man in 5 years and you done had, I'm going to be light on it, 500 different cars, 500 different combinations, 500 different chances, motherfucker, you don't know enough of something. I'm going to say it's English.
Hey, dude, you about need to get Tony Bynum on here so he can defend himself.
I can't get nobody on here. If he do call in here, he hit the one button. If somebody on here can tell him what I said, I don't give a fuck. I say it to him in his face. I say it to him on the phone. I send him a letter, an email, however the fuck you want it. But if you can't beat a man in 5 years, you ran out of excuses if you're saying the man trying to buy a race when they running for, I mean, a reasonable amount.
Man, BET can't be listening to this show.
Again, I don't care who I say it to, man. Again, if you don't meet, I'm just commenting. That's my personal opinion. Opinions are like what? Assholes. Everybody got one. If you don't like mine, wipe that motherfucker clean, then. That's all I can say. Hey, Tom, call us 773-1142. Your mic is open. 773-1142.
Oh, my
goddamn
mic is open.
Yeah, your mic is open. Hello? Okay, we got to get him up out of here. But, Kimo, y'all talk to him on a daily basis, weekly, monthly basis. Bring him in. I ain't got a problem with that.
Oh, I don't talk to him. I just heard him. I hear him on the radio show, and I just hear him calling Boss Fine. Where the fuck his name is Tony Fine?
Again, Kimo, I'm not going to take nothing away from a man. I mean, he done set his mark. He done had some real good win streaks. But now I honestly feel he got a car that, I mean, is superior to him. Shit, if it's like that, I mean, keep it real. Say, listen, I just can't fuck with him, not with this car. Go get something else. Put something else together, you know? But all that other shit ain't necessary, man. Come on, man.
He might have to go buy that Mississippi Nightmare back, huh?
I don't know about that. Hey, Kimo, you know, you like starting a lot of shit, too, boy. But I'm the wrong motherfucker to start shit.
It don't seem like the Gangsta Boo 2 can run with that dude, man.
He can't. I'm gonna tell you this. I don't know shit about racing. I don't know shit about race cars, man. I don't know shit about a lot of things. But gauging what I seen that night and videos that I've seen of Cold Killer's car recently, that man need to leave that car the fuck alone. He need to leave that car alone. Trust me. You know, there's little telltale signs that I'm not gonna get into, because if you don't know, that's your problem. But
right.
When you're observing, there's little signs that you see.
Man.
Yeah. Who?
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Do you see 601-5133? 601. Yeah, that's Joe. I'm going to go and hang up, man, because I ain't getting into it with him.
I mean, if it's Joe, you ain't got to get into it, because, you know, I always ask questions, because I sure got a question for him. No, sir, I do not see you here. I did not see it here. And hey, Kimo, this is real easy. Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Joe, if you're on there, hit the one button. Prime Time, if you're on there, hit the one button. If any of his boys, lovers, what's that word they be using? Nut huggers, whatever on there, didn't like what a motherfucker said, all you got to do is press the one button. Hey, and Kimo, if I ever say anything wrong or out of place, all Tone got to do is tell me, hey, man, come on in the private room. Shut the fuck up. No problem. I ain't got a problem.
Hey, hey, Junior. I was inside the store. Let me tell you something, man. You know what you said, that last thing you said. If at the end of the day, if you say something a motherfucker don't like, you know how you're going to end the conversation.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Yeah. I love that shit, yeah.
I mean, I don't know no other way. That's it. Shit.
Tell me Joe ain't hit the one button or Tony Times ain't called it. I'm telling you, BET must not be listening.
Well,
you know
they
had that show at Witten Show. Oh, they had Witten Show. Okay.
you know,
they probably have a video up saying we want this, we want that deposit.
Hey, hey, Tyson, I gotta ask you a question, man, because I've been asked this question by about 50 different people, man. Man, who the fuck thought of that video, man?
Hey,
man.
Brady.
Hey, Brady. Listen, man. We got some great videographers here up in the Midwest. We got slouch. We got some bad dudes. But listen, what that man did with that video, man. Hey, y'all need to step up your game, man. Detroit Hood, Slouch, Peso, Gage over here, Gunny, y'all, I'm going to put it out there. Y'all need to step it up, boy, because that man, hey, man, the first time I watched it, I laughed because I said, man, this is a stupid motherfucker. But
hey,
guess
dude,
what?
Let me interrupt you for one second. We having our end of the year finale down here, October the 19th. And all the videographers have a chance to win a free $1,000. All you got to do is do the promo. It's got to be a promo for the October the 19th race. And whoever gets the most hits, that's who wins the $1,000.
That's what's up. You don't mind if that's posted up on the sites, do you?
No.
Send me the info.
Hey, send me the info so I can start on it.
There you go. Right, I need the info so I can know what it's about. This slouch.
Okay. It's about our end of the year racing and Tweed Mega National Dragway, and it's just got to be a promo, you know.
What's the name of it?
End of the year finale.
Okay.
Shit.
Turn it on, baby. Turn it on.
I'm going to really show you how I get down.
That's right. You know, man, been all over this United States and meeting some good videographers and some good people. And all the videographers I meet, man, there's only one dude that seemed to stand out. By talking shit by cars, man. And I don't know why he just, you know, everybody got a role. You know, Michael had four other brothers, man. One of them other motherfuckers played the good talk. The other bitch just kept the dance steps down. You know, BDP just record, man.
I knew he was gonna throw that beat. I told y'all, BG ain't listening, boy. He'd be back on you if he was.
Hey, Junior.
What I'm doing, I'm just giving him a show. I'm giving him something to go off of for this week, man.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Tony just called me.
Yeah.
I just texted your number. He said, call him. I'm trying to get in the show. He said, it won't let him in. I just had two other people telling me that, too, that it won't let them in. I just text you his number. He wants you to call and bring him in.
What Tony is that, man?
Boss Bynes.
Hold up, LP.
Yes.
If you call that man Boss again, I'm a motherfucker. I'm going to hit you in your shit and go in your pocket. That's on my next friend.
Hey. I knew it won't be long for Tony Bynes try to get in here. I knew it, man. Somebody's called him.
Man, just call. Say, man, let me in there. Man, open the door. I'm trying to get in there. I told him, hold on, man. Let me call Junior and try to get you in.
Well, I'm dialing the number right now. This the number you sent me right here?
Yep.
Tight, man. I'm finna hang up, man. You know the man finna go hard, man. He gonna talk shit.
Hey, Kimo, don't leave.
I ain't going nowhere.
Hold on,
man.
I got one hit. 706-9376. Hello.
Tony Bynes?
706-9376. Your mic is open. No, sir. Let me go back over here again.
Yeah, man. He's going to be upset when he answers this phone. I'll say he ain't got nobody in 5 years.
Hello? What's up?
Hello? What's going on, man? What's happening?
Just the man that ain't beat Tony Bynes, Chris Tootin in 5 years?
I say what now?
Is this the man that haven't beat Chris Tootin in 5 years, they say?
Who said that?
I said that.
How much you want to bet on that? Who was I talking to so I know who to collect my money from?
This type man. I say you ain't beat us in a grudge race in 5 years.
How much you want to bet on that?
What grudge race you want?
We ran House of Hook with his Mustang against our moneymaker.
His Mustang against moneymaker in a shootout?
It was a shootout, but we bet money on the side. Now, if you don't call that a grudge, I don't know what you call it. Now, how much you want to bet on that statement you just made? So I can put the video up for you.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember? Okay, just bet, and then I put a video of it. Then I'm gonna make you remember.
You can say
$20. Just $20. Call $20 type, man. Bet $20. You said I ain't be Chris Tootin in a grudge race. Bet $20.
Let me get this straight, Donna. You ain't talk about that night when we paid you the $100 punk out of you.
No, sir. I'm talking about we went down the track and raced.
Grudge race? I don't remember that.
You want to bet $20?
I
didn't say $200 type, man. I said $20.
How am I gonna know if it was a grudge race?
Okay. I don't know who all on the show, but y'all correct me. I want everybody's opinion. If two causes in a shootout, y'all come to the finals and y'all decide to bet money on the side, do y'all call that a grudge race?
That's a shootout though, Tony.
If I bet money against your car, I don't care if we in the street, I don't care if we on the interstate, if me and you bet money and me or you win or lose, is that considered a grudge race?
Yes, y'all grudge race.
Thank you. That's what I thought. That's just what I thought. That whenever I run against somebody and the lights come down and I win and we got money on the side, I don't know what you call it. What kind of race it is? A play race?
That's a grudge race.
Is it a grudge race? Is it a grudge race? Yes or no?
So my question is this, Tony. So,
okay, another question.
Being that the statement was made that you hadn't won in 5 years, so you won one race in 5 years.
No, sir. Anybody want to bet against that now? I'm glad they got these videos on YouTube. That would prove everything.
I'm just asking the question.
Exactly. Ain't nothing wrong with a man asking questions. Type man and ask one question. I'm trying to bet a little money. Who am I going to make that statement?
So have you beat him more than once in the last 5 years?
I can't remember how many times I've beat him, but I know I've beat him more than once in the last 5 years. Yes.
Okay. My question. I got another question because you know this Junior man. I like asking a lot of questions because I don't ask the questions. They know what he's going to ask. Are you looking to engage again with Cole?
Okay, that's a good question. Do y'all remember when Cole Killer? Do y'all remember when Cole Killer beat me in Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of the men that run him at Darlington that following week, both of us did show up and it rained. Okay, you with me so far? Okay, when we went in Chicago last week, Type man, let's run for about $2,500. Type man, respectfully told me.
Tony, hold up. I want to cut
you right.
off.
Cut me off.
My recollection said, when me and Brian Davis came over there, you said you got $200,000. We're going to just do a little something.
No. I said $200,000 or $2,000. Okay. Right, okay, let's just say for sake of argument, I said 201,000.
So this man that asked me the question was I ready to engage the Cold Killer again? So Tight Man just said I tried to lock him in $200 or $1,000 better. So I have been trying to, I've been trying to lock him in, and I said I tried to lock him in last Thursday at Jackson. Did that answer your question? Have I been trying to engage with him since I got beat?
Tony, it was said that this chemo out of Detroit.
Right.
It was said that Cold Killer, Pat Man, Mario, and Tony. Y'all was said on BET show that they guilty of trying to buy a race because $5,000. Y'all didn't really want to race for that. That was just. You didn't really want to race for that much money.
No, I don't.
Now, but now, Tony, I did hear you say y'all race Mario car for $5,000. Why is it that y'all run Mario car for $5,000 but won't run Cold Kill car for $5,000?
No, the post I made on the internet, I said we were locking in both cars, not just one car. We were locking in both cars. $1,000 or $5,000 better. Not just one car, Mario car by itself. We can lock in Mario car against history car against Masterpiece car, and we can lock in Cold Killer car against Gangsta Boots 2. And I'm saying I still would do that this Thursday night at Jackson. I lock in both cars $1,000 or $5,000 or better.
I want to understand this $5,000 for each car or $5,000 for both cars together.
No. We lock in $1,000 or $5,000 on one car, lock in $1,000 or $5,000 on the other car. It'll be $2,000 put up by each party. Now I said I'll do that now. I'm not ducking and dodging nobody now. I'm not ducking and dodging nobody. I'm damn near ain't dodging no backhand car.
That's why I ask the questions that I do. So then
right.
It's different. Down south, everybody's close. It's a close-knit family. A lot of the stuff we hear, the outside stuff out here.
Exactly.
You saying what you just did, I mean, that puts us right in the middle of the mix. Tight Man, the man said he was willing to engage.
Our transmission ain't working right now on Thursday.
Now, I also told Cold Killer, which, you know, you got to hear it from the horse's mouth. You know, I hear rumors and everything, Chemo. I did tell Cold Killer, if he dropped the pot down to $2,500, he can get the backstage spot there tonight.
You did. Everything you said is true. With the Gangsta Boo, too. Everything he's saying is the truth. Everything he's saying is the truth. Hey, you right, Tony. You right. I wouldn't do that. You know, I got to have some kind of damn restraint. So you right. You right, Tony. You're absolutely right.
And not only Cold Killer, I'm trying to run Lethal Weapon. I'm trying to run Lil Rick. I'm trying to run anybody. Donye, y'all call Donye right now. I've been blowing his phone up all evening. You talking about he got to change his converter and everything. I was going to run Donye in Texas. Me and Tommy Dog off the phone with Donye. Everybody heard Donye tell me after Saturday, he go to Elmont, Maryland. If he don't race nobody and hurt his car, he'll lock me in. So I heard he didn't run nobody up there in Maryland. I called Tommy Dog, and Tommy Dog called him on three-way. And said, Tommy said he ready to lock you in for Texas. Let's go ahead and lock in. Donye said, no, he can't have to check his car again. He'll let me know Thursday morning. I'm trying to engage, man. I'm trying to run anybody against Gangsta Boo 2. Turbo car, supercharger car, anything. As long as he got 29 or 28. I ain't got no picks. I ain't putting it against nobody. If you got turbo car, come on. If you got a split dominator, a carburetor car, come on. Just come on. I ain't taking no prisoners. Anybody, lot of dots.
We good. Mine.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I wanted to find out. See, I like
that. Yes, we hear the voice is loud. You mean, you know, last Thursday, man. Last Thursday, I tried to beg Cold Killer to come to Jackson last Thursday night. Cold Killer, like I think, said something he had something to do, driver couldn't get there or something. So they had a shootout down there. You know, the shootout down there. I come off the trailer, didn't even test. Everybody else went down the truck and test. I come off the trailer and gapped everybody I ran. At least no one got confidence. I ain't got any tests. I don't need these guys to come off the trailer. I ain't got a test. Any track you want to go to any time of the day.
Are you planning on coming back up north? Because we got plenty of turbo cars up here, nitrous cars that'll.
Yes. I'm trying. I want all of us to get together too. You know, y'all know Big Drag. You know, had his car today, so I was trying to get everybody together. And then throw a race up there, so we're trying to get them some start back on another car. You know, everybody always get together. All need to get together. Let Drag, you know, throw a race wherever track he's going to. Try to give him a good deal on it. And all of us need to, you know, ain't nobody no gas money. He ain't talking about Drag paying no money to come. All of us need to go up there and put on a good show and for benefit for Drag. You know, I ain't got in contact with him yet, but if anybody see him, get in contact with him. You know, I can get me. I can get the white boys. I can get a lot of guys down here. All to travel up there to help him out, you know. So if he can rent a track for a track to give him a good price on the rent, all us come in there, you know, south boys, go against the north boys, and, you know, the crowd have a good time, and, you know, that'll help drag out. Here, all us need together and do that, you know.
Will y'all be bringing DJ Grant with y'all?
I say we're having grudge race, not no comedy show, man. We're having a real serious grudge race. We bring grudge race up there, man. Don't do that, man. Let's stay on point now. Everybody want to crack jokes. Everybody want to crack jokes when we're trying to get some serious done.
Tony, I want to thank you on that, because that's something big, man. Because Drag up here, man, you know, that's in Illinois. In fact, you know, across the Midwest, man, Drag done put in a lot of work, man. And
exactly.
I received pictures of the car a little bit after it happened, and I mean, it's heartbreaking. I know that man dumped his heart and soul and everything he had into that car, but that's something that, I mean, the moment you have something organized, please get in touch so we can push it, you know, and see how we can help them out, you know.
He can rent a track up there at a good price, and all coming through a good, you know, a track that grow a good crowd and stuff. I ain't got no problem coming back up there. So if I can come back up north at the end of this year, I come for that, you know.
There you go. That's
and I bring a bunch of guys with us, you know what I'm saying? Because I know if his car broke down, like I said, I can imagine how you feel, you know, but. You can get a good start if you can make a good little lick, you know. If you get the track and he could put about $15,000-$12,000 in his pocket to help start on another car, that'd be a good start, you know.
Yeah. That's a good thing, and you know what? I'm gonna make sure.
Everybody come in and just drop an extra $5.
Right.
You're right.
Exactly. You're right. So if y'all get in contact with Drag, just tell him to. If y'all get in contact with Drag, just tell him to go ahead and. Get a track and all of you know, just come on up there. Just get a date and a track.
I appreciate, you know, I'm from Chicago, man, and believe me, me and Drag, we real tight.
Oh, Jesus, quit all that.
I do a Michigan show, but guess what? It don't matter where that grudge racer from, man. When they go through a situation like that, man, you got to show your support, man. You got to show your support, man.
Oh, yeah.
I am from Chicago, goddammit. Shit.
hey, Tony. I have a question. Now, I was talking to my buddy Joe. He said when they get out, you boys going to bump heads. They're going to kick your ass.
They say they locked in. That's the news that was said on the show.
Right? I got a date for Mississippi Joe now. I think they can say the car going to be ready around November. I'm supposed to go to Louisiana down there. I'm supposed to run them. I'm just waiting on them to get ready. I don't want them to go out there half-stepping and trying to get ready. I want them all the way ready. They ain't got a chance anyway, but at least I want them halfway. You know, be a good race. I don't want to gap them.
I want half you to be a good race. I'm going away to Louisiana. He said it. They said it. Girl Chick having a race down in Louisiana. I'm going down there personally. Personally.
But you don't. But you said you don't want to gap him though.
No,
I'm going to gap him. I don't want to gap him because I want to make sure guys call ready. Call to be ready now. I think they're going to catch passing with it now, you know. But, you know, things, you know, technology has changed since last year. You know, everybody getting faster. Everybody change, trying new transmissions, you know, new combinations. I find my combinations, so I think I'm ready to go. I think I'm ready to run energy battle in the world right now.
Well, it's got to be at that point. What was that?
I think I'm ready.
I was just making sure. I was just asking Tony to do it. Just have to be at the House of Hook.
No, I don't have to be House of Hook. No, ain't nothing got to be House of Hook. That's only good track, you know, be open in the weekday, you know.
Yeah, well, I just want to let you know.
If he's going to be in Texas this weekend, if Donnie ain't going to lock up, down on his ass, I'm going in. But everybody crying about, you know, all my fans right around here, you know, they're crying about Tony Duran, Cold Killer way in Michigan. You need to run him down here this time. Which I can expect that, you know.
Guess what the catch is? Your fans got cars. If not, they can get their couple dollars. They got to rent a goddamn van. If you got more than a van worth, you can get that charter a goddamn bus. Shit.
Yeah.
And then them will be the same ones that kick you in the nuts and have this and that to say, and when you throw a show, I spent my $20. I'm going to give your ass $20 to get out the gate.
Well, you know, Texas and Michigan a long way from them to go, man, you know, but they're right around here, track right around here, you know. I got a big, large fan base down here, you know, and they want to race down around this area.
Put on that car. Before we get that far, we done been running the last 3 weeks, Tony. I don't know how you do it. That's all I'm going to tell you. I don't know how the fuck you do it. But we going to sit back and get our car together. Got to do some maintenance.
Tight.
I mean, if y'all wanna do it Wednesday night, y'all home track at Dalton, I'll be happy to apply. Just give me the left lane, I'll try your head up in Dalton Wednesday night. Before I go to Texas.
When corn talk. what you want to know, somebody was talking to me. We gonna talk
to I was trying to see So y'all don't really want a running back at his track. Why is that, Keith?
No.
Elaborate on
Nope.
Okay.
But I know they got reasons not coming to Jackson, but I go to Darlington. I ain't got no problem going to Darlington. Darlington ain't but 2.5 hours from my house. I would try to win tonight in Darlington. Don't look at the left lane. That's the only strip I want the left lane.
You ain't beat us. We beat you, motherfucker. But quit talking about what you want.
Yeah, I'm going to come to y'all home track, though. Y'all want to come to my home track.
If you happen to get back, we don't have no choice. See, that one thing that we will do, we'll go anywhere if a you happen to get back.
Well, I don't know how long y'all be ready. I just want to know how long y'all be ready. Please let me know. I'm cutting off on calls now before I get through these. I'm cutting off on them.
You gapped everybody last Thursday night. I heard it was so close and seen it on video. It was so close you didn't know who had won. You up,
baby. Man, listen to me, man. The car, Keith Sabo, y'all scared to run him. I jumped out on that man two cars. When I got that the eighth of mile, I shut it. I got about 30 feet from the mile power mark, I shut it off.
Yeah, Keith Sabo to put up
1-on-5.
I'll show you how fucking scared we are.
But y'all scared to run, but, you know. I ain't care nothing about no turbo car. Everybody don't want to run a turbo car. I run a turbo car. I ain't say no twin turbo car, but I will run a turbo car.
What's Shane Stacks at, man? He's still down there?
I ain't heard of Shane Stacks. I ain't heard of Shane Stacks since I beat him last year, man. Is he still living?
Has anybody seen the car? Damn, hearing from him.
No, that car hasn't been out in a while.
That lady got his old lady or whatever lady that was in that crew. She got so mad she walked up to Mississippi Joe and pushed him with all her might. I ain't lying.
That's called lady stand up for a man. I like that.
That what you call bitch down. 911.
That was a lesson to be learned and a lesson taught. For all those class racers that think they can just go on over a grudge racer, they got a lot to learn, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then Real Tree went down there and knocked off Perez. And Ballfax and knocked off Lil Country. Hold on, where y'all gonna get it?
Hold on.
That's motor to the mafia music. Don't tell me this dude on the piano again. Get your ass off that piano, man. We played that song, that little music right there for Tony Soprano, you know.
They say that's what they play for you, Tony, when you got knocked off up here in Michigan.
Man, I cannot. What it is, I ain't gonna make no excuse. The man did beat me in Michigan. I mean, I got no excuse. I was lost. I got excuse. We need to be bringing it up. He gonna bring my money back. But I'm please, I wish that happened again. Please book that race again. Tell the time.
I heard you arguing the other day. You said they didn't cap you. I looked at that.
No, they didn't cap me.
You left first. Oh, yeah. Come back around.
Hey, Tony.
I can't hear the hell for that music, man. Who that got music on the phone?
That's little Tony playing piano at home, man. Stop playing the
piano,
man. I keep telling you, man.
Hey,
you know, he like
Hold on. That's the beat, man. Y'all sit back and enjoy the movie. You know, it's Sunday, goddamn.
Hey, Tony, what did you say now?
Yeah. You can show it. I'll give it for you. Can, a lot of people got videos of that race between me and Cold Killer in Michigan. I've been giving me $500 to show me a video where I got gap. I know I didn't get gap. I've been on the gap with a guy.
Did you leave on him first?
Yeah, I left on him first. Look at the video. Then I come up in the air and came to the left. When I came up in the air and came to the left, I had to get out of just a half. But, you know, it was a close race all the way down through there, right at the end. You know, I was to his front fender all the way right to the end. I came back to his quarter panel right then, but no kind of way was no gap at all.
Hey, Tony. We'll give you the same race back in Michigan under the same terms and stipulations that y'all had on the last race.
Tomorrow.
Name
the date. Name the date. Name the date. Same condition, same thing. I can't be August 31st because I got my race in I'm giving the race in Red Springs August 31st. That's Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm giving the race at Red Springs. So anybody want to come out of Red Springs? We having a big time race up there.
They almost had me to goddamn leave on the 28th. Damn. I'm gonna have a race.
Tony, what's the next race you got? Little Tony. Yeah. What's the next race after that you got? October 5th.
Junior, you can't find that background noise, Junior.
See, who else is it? You know who the fuck that is.
Hey, man,
who's
y'all
that?
That's the theme being played. Hey, that's the type, man, playing his pocket. No, hold on a minute, man. I'm gonna show you how you get it to the top. That's a weak motherfucker watching
broke
that
song. Hold on.
Oh, I'm
gonna
find it now. That's
on the vibe. Ain't no talking about it. We got no music like that, man. I don't know what kind of music that is.
Oh, I'm gonna find them.
go ahead and eat, man. Tony, you didn't go to Hopper Springs this weekend?
No, you know, I'm telling everybody, you know, I'm not going over 4 hours if it's 4% chance of rain or better. No way. I got rain that too many times this year.
Understandable shit. Understandable.
Yeah, I can't travel. I haven't traveled 8 hours about 4 or 5 times this year and got rained out. I'm not do that no more. Not over anything over 4 hours. I may gamble a 3 hour or 4 hour trip with 4% chance of rain, but anything above that, I tell everybody I'm not doing that no more.
Right,
long ride to go and then rained out, man.
You're right. That's a total wash. Yeah.
Now, 30% I might go and try, but not no 40. You know, like every time when it rained out, on every time I did that.
Shit, it was raining so hard when we went up there in Indiana the other weekend. The other weekend. Shit, I wanted to turn around at a look at that halfway. It was raining real hard. I'm talking about, I was like, man, fuck this. Gonna go up there and then now I'm really gonna be mad.
Well, prime time, we're coming out another 29 tall type 2 called Dillinger 2. It'll be out about next week. So we're gonna have two dangerous 29 cars in the camp, so y'all get ready.
What
kind of
car is it?
What kind of car is
it?
Can't tell
them
about it right now.
You said Dillinger
2? Huh?
Is it a big block or
you
a
said
small
Dillinger
block?
Dillinger 2?
Ain't no messing no small blocks, man. Talking about running 20, running boys. So sad these boys going, ain't messing no small like at all.
Well, what I'm supposed to tell you, Tony, I got you on the phone, Tony. I got a question for you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
With back though, Jody, would you lock me in with that Bumblebee car?
No, man, I can't run that Bumblebee car, man. Y'all going crazy? Can't run that car.
We got all the seats in it.
That car is different. That car, a whole different class. I can't even think about that running that car. I like running that car with Bojack. I can run that car with Bojack.
Today we may talk about that.
Yeah, I can run with Bojack. Yeah, I'm talking about that
with Bojack. Hold up, Tony. Damn that shit. Well, you stop fucking with Mario and I leave that little goddamn vet alone. Now you fuck with a cat over here, we gonna send a goddamn dog over there to fuck you up. So leave Mario alone.
Man, I built that car. I looked at Mario's car, and I said, let me get me a car look just like he's a small block. Cause I don't even miss the small blocks. I hate the small block. But I've got a small block in Jody. I got his off system, got lights, seat, glass. You know, ain't none of my race cars got no, ain't none of my cars got no steel doors on it. These cars got the factory doors on it. That's, I built it just like what Mario had, so I had no excuse.
The only difference in that car in the Bumblebee is we don't have no mufflers on the Bumblebee. Everything else is the same.
I can't mess with Bumblebee. I mean, I can mess with a car like Mario. You know, street car. It ain't just Mario. Any street car. I bought the truck for the last 2 times. Can't get a race with it. No street car better not jump up, by the way. I ran one race up there, but he was Chuck Jody way to Indiana. Tried to run all the street cars up there with none of them run. I had to break down since I went so far the race. I had to run a big block Riga with five glass doors, with a ball in 29. Now, that's what how tough it is. I had to run Jody against a car like that.
You racing ET, though. You ain't racing goddamn
ball.
You name all that shit.
Yeah. When I saw that Regal, that Saturday, that was the first time I ever seen that Regal in my life. So I don't know what ET was doing. I ain't know how fast he was going. I looked at the car. I said, well, shit, I ain't throw this car way up here and pull this car way up here for nothing. I had to try that. That's all I had to try. A big ball Regal with a ball 29. I don't know how fast he was going. He could have been going 6-0s, or he could have been just as fast as Lethal Weapon. I don't know how fast he was. I just gambled.
I know it. Well, come on, with that shit, damn yellow car. Since you just gambled.
I done seen that yellow car. I gave the Regal the benefit of the doubt, but I done seen that yellow car. He rides too good now.
Let me tell you something. We ain't got none of that shit you said. We ain't got no fiberglass doors. We ain't got no wood ball. We got none of that shit.
I can't miss that. I don't know. You got a fast car. You got a fast car. I can't miss the Bumblebee car.
Lay down on your stomach then.
The only way I might can mess with the Bumblebee car. The only way I might can mess with the Bumblebee car, I put muffles on it. If you put mufflers on and put 20s on it, I'll jam it with it. If you put 20s on it, Bumby car and put mufflers on, I'll jam it with it.
Somebody's talking crazy, right?
Y'all put 20, y'all put 20s on the Bumblebee set, like, you know.
Hey, Junior, let me show you what I'm going to do. When a man goes talking crazy like that, I'm going to go lay down. I'm going to go lay on that. Yeah. Hey, Beyonce, how you doing?
What was that?
The Bumblebee. Everybody talking about that.
You want him to change the Bumblebee around to race you, huh?
No.
Is the Bumblebee, is Bumblebee put 20s on the car and put mufflers on it, I'll be forced to try. Because he'll say like me then. He put 20s and mufflers on, he'll be saying like me. I'll be forced to try. I won't have no choice.
Nothing wrong with that.
When I get this transmission, I'm gonna get on
that. What you on that? When I get this transmission back on, I may give you the back tie.
No, I already put 20s on there. I don't need a back tie. Put 20s on there.
We don't even know what a
2080
is. It don't even fit on.
Oh, I know. If I put 20s on that fit, I would, but I can't. It won't fit up under there. But I'm locking down the whole streetcar class all the way from Michigan to Miami, Florida, in a streetcar.
Hold on now. What do you classify as a streetcar now?
Okay, well, with a carburetor. They ain't talking about trouble. Any carburetor car, we know what classifies a streetcar. You know, factory seats and factory doors, factory glass, and mufflers, you know.
You ain't got factory interior on that bit.
Yes, I do. You ain't talking about that. You ain't talking about I got factory seats in there, factory seat belt.
I said the goddamn interior on the goddamn doors and shit, the every shit. You took all
the interior
that
on the door, man, because I'm missing a door panel on one door because I can't find it. That don't mean it ain't factory. I know a lot of regular street cars, I ain't got no door panel on it. That don't mean it's a street car. In a street car from Michigan to Miami.
Well,
please call me.
We trying to give you a street car from Michigan.
No. It was 20s. I'm put that with 20s, a drag razor. I'm talking about 20s on it. About 275 drag razors. It don't make no difference. Now, we got cars. Now, if you want to come with 29-inch tall tires, we caught cars with 29-inch tall tires down here.
Well,
so you're saying as long as it got a
28
or a drag radio on it?
Yeah, a 275 drag razor or a 20-inch tall tire.
You'll run that Bumblebee if he put 275s on there.
275 flat? Yes, I will. Get up. I want nothing. I know Tony got a small block. If he's got some 275s or 20s, yes, I will try. First chance he come down here.
They don't fit my car. Tony can't even make no calls on that. I said that. If he even say anything, you're going to see me hit him in his shit and go in his pocket. I'm at 275. What's
them?
Dry radios. Hey, Chuck, man, when you hit him in his shit, I don't want to go in his pocket, but I want to be close so I can get my lick off on him, too.
No, see, y'all trying to tee off on him. He ain't said nothing. That was me talking about the 275.
Oh. All right, Kimo, you don't know.
Kimo, I know that was you who said that, but he didn't say nothing about it. So, I mean, that's guilt by association. Fuck it. Let's hit him in the mouth.
He on mute, man. He on mute. He on mute. He ain't listening.
But, Kimo, if you don't, if somebody tell you you can come on 315 Willie Bars and they're going to come on 28, if you don't run them, I'm going to lock you in with the Bumblebee.
Hey, look. Hey, I'm trying to run a homeboy right now. I'm trying to fuck up Beers and I'm trying to fuck
hey,
up
hey,
set on kids.
Kimo, give me 1 minute. 219-2285. Your mic is open.
Junior.
Who's this?
Leon, goddammit.
Leon,
no,
what's
it ain't
man?
Nobody.
What's going on, bro?
It ain't nobody.
but 5 minutes before I gotta shut this down. So give us an update. What's happening, man?
Hey, Drag Top Versus Bound. Y'all know Drag Top Versus Bound.
I got Tommy Water from Detroit, Michigan, man. I can't forget you about that. This Kev Wiley.
Who?
Steve Floyd.
Who's this?
This Kev Wiley.
Okay.
Okay, you don't remember people. What's happening, man? I'm congratulations on your congratulations on your racing, man, for Detroit, Michigan.
Hey, B.
I'm glad for you.
Better, motherfucker.
That's B, man. Come on, man. Come on. That's B. Glastonbury, man. Come on.
Hey,
ain't gonna never forget how you all P. Floyd.
Come on.
What's going on with you, man? You all right? I congratulate you, man. I like that. Doing your thing.
Who are you talking to?
Man, what the fuck talking about?
I don't know who he's talking to, but what's happening, man? We ain't got but a few minutes.
What's
brother.
Going
Take
on?
Your business. What's going on?
I'm staging. I'm congratulating on Pete Floyd, Tone Northfleet. Congratulating him.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing, man.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, miss. Huh?
I'm on that good cushion I can hold.
Hey, Leon.
What's up?
So what's going on, man? How'd it go down there, man? I got a picture of Drag's car.
The transmission blew up and what's the name? Slid off the track on red, slid up in the woods, but he got all right. It didn't damage the car, man. He got a lot of grass.
So what did my performance do out there?
I gave Terrell the break.
And what happened?
Blowed his ass out.
Oh, shit. You done blew the whole thing
up. Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, why didn't
he got to the race? Nah, Junior had something to do, man. I can't come over there without a driver.
Wow.
Last time I go to Macon without a driver, y'all laugh at me.
Yeah, I ain't laugh at
you. Oh,
Take me in, man. God damn.
Hello?
What happened?
Hello?
I don't know, man.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, you on. Speak up. Yeah. What's happening?
What's going on, man? It's the Hulk.
What's going on, man?
They need to put us in the key, dog. Come on and blow me off, man.
They was just talking about you right now, man.
Man, I'm clearly on the 8 mile, man. He get his nose at the end, man, because I start popping on the end.
Oh, so you blowed him out.
Watch the video. I got Leon 4 cars at the 8 mile, man. I'm definitely on the 8 mile, about 4 cars, and he just clipped me on the end, man, because my mic just stopped for shooting.
Hey, if you feel like that, why don't you come back in? Because we were capable
of coming
back.
We're going to run the back, buddy, though.
No, we should have ran that back tonight. Don't get on this show talking like that. You didn't want to
talk. No, you told me you blew my eyes back. Watch the video.
It don't matter about you know what you want to watch the video.
Yeah, leave that car.
You should
have
come back.
That's the Hawk.
That's
the Hawk. Leon, I'm talking, man. Hey, watch the video, man. I drove Leon all the way to the back door, man. He knows about a half a car in. Watch the video.
Hey,
I saw
P-Pop. Hey, you want to know some real shit? Dude, I wasn't even on no motherfucking night.
Come on, man. Let's
Hey, Junior. When you see skin, ask skin what happened. Skin better with the Hulk, man. Ask skin what happened. That's all I'm
telling you, man. How's Gunna Picks?
Find your track. Hey, listen, man. Find your track and tell me where you want to go the next race. Not to go East End. Wherever you want to go, I will be ready to race you, man. I'm content holder. We'll do the same race again, sir.
Yeah, we can do it again. Ain't no problem.
I wish you would have just came on and raced us back. We had time enough to go back because I was sitting there racing. That's the way y'all gonna be able to go. I could have ran you back.
I had a little problems with the car, but you done blow my wig back, man. Everybody at the track, man.
Come on, man.
Tell the truth, man. Don't lie. Tell the truth.
You want me to tell the truth?
Tell the truth, man.
I whacked the gas on you down there, son. You know what? We gotta
congratulate Leon because it's been a while since Leon win one, so we gonna let him say this. Right
man,
now.
This nigga little Tony on there click his hand, dog. What the fuck? I just text this nigga, man.
We were just at the track. All you have to say, Leon, I want a rematch. I want to go back. You know I'm gonna go back.
But I wish you on the airway and tell the truth, though.
Hey, fix your car. If you have a problem, that's fine and that. Fix your car and tell me when you get ready to go back. And I'm ready to go back.
Leon, tell the truth, Leon. Did you hear the catch me, man?
Hey, dude, I'm going to try to call Tony on the telephone real quick. All you do is ask Jim. Get a battle with you. Ask Jim what happened. Wasn't no nitrous on, sir, whenever you get down. Come on, man.
You putting bottles in the car, man.
Hey, listen, man. If I had nitrous on, I smacked that pedal 3 times. Did you know I would knock that intake clean off that motor?
Okay, Leon, if it's like that, then, hey, oh, lock him in for the next race. He don't run with no nitrous, and you run on nitrous. Let's see if he can run like that. There you go.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. He say he had problems, and I didn't do what I do. I'm going to show him something, man. He don't have any chance. That's what I'm just a maniac. I'm going to keep it real with you. Leon, you got to get Leon. You got to get the thoughts, man. I'll give you my way back, dude. Like I was chasing you, man. Get your car together. As soon as you flesh, you got gas in the thing real bad. You got gas at the 1,000. You call me at the 320 mark.
Hey, listen, at 330 you was there, sir. You was there. I don't know what video you watching. Well, the only way y'all gonna know that is if you go back. You have time for the 330. Hey, listen, when you gonna get your car fixed? Cause I need that money. Get your car fixed. 614-2285. Let me know when you're ready, man. I'm getting all this money that's laying around and Mama get it away. I want it. I ain't gonna wait
for
it.
We're gonna like that. You're gonna quick out there. Same race. 67, you ran on horsepower.
No, I ain't gonna run on the horsepower. I'm gonna give you what you got coming this time since you think I.
No. We can do it in little Tony race. You run on horsepower.
No, I ain't racing. Listen, we were just at fire. I'm going to tell you, I'm not even going to come to the Tony race. Because if Tony them don't come to our races, I'm not going to the race. If you have your car ready this weekend, I'll take you to wherever you want to go, whatever, the Grove,
Leon, you ought to stop that. You ain't going to the Tony race.
I'm not coming to the race, man. I don't like that. But you know what? Kimbo, we just talked about this the other day. Tony said he was going to Maryland to run Beer's car. Beer's car was up there in Maryland, and Tony didn't even go. He should have came. He said he ain't coming back, basically, he's going to Maryland. He ain't go to Maryland.
The Bumblebee and stuff was over in Maryland.
Danye going to tell me a lie. I just got off the phone with Danye, man. All I can say, these guys, is like that. I'm not going to anything. They want to race me, I'll race them any day, but I ain't going to Tony to race. I ain't doing that no more. I'm going to just do what I do.
Leon, what do you have against little Tony that you're not coming to race?
I don't like Tony. Tony should have came to drag race, man. That's why. You know that. Drag race is his race.
I'm saying, you haven't gave a race and little Tony ain't came to it.
Well, Hey, I gave one, but I ain't gonna talk about that. That's 3 years ago. I'm talking about now. I went to Tony's race to participate in his race. His race is still like my race. The man told me, you told me, I said, Mom, he's going over to Maryland. He didn't go to Maryland. So he should have came to drag me.
I don't know what you said, but Leon, the car's down south, so he can't even if he don't go to Maryland.
Hey, Jimmy, you just talked about the other day, and you say
yeah, well, I'm 36, 32, but I'm just saying,
27, your back is open.
I'm not gonna do it, man.
Yo.
I'm done with them things. Get by the plan.
Yeah, 586, 32, 27, you're open.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
This cut a joint for your money. What you want to do? Damn.
Hey, man, listen. Y'all might talk mighty almighty. Y'all should have brought y'all ass up to Bible game. Y'all would have got all the action in the world today, man. I don't know why y'all wait on a Sunday and get on these shows when we just had these chests and y'all don't want to race nobody, but now you want to get on this show for
hey,
like
Leon,
the team called.
Leon, Young Marty said, come to mine and he's going to blow your ass out.
I'm not coming to no mine. I'm not coming to Tony's race. If they were on race B, they should come up here where we race that, man. I'm not chasing them dudes, man.
Nah.
You know, man.
Act like a girl, man. I came to race a motherfucker today, and everybody want to race. This goddamn had something to do or somewhere to go. But Drag had a race, and Drag go to everybody race. And they didn't show up to drag race. We'll travel over the world to go to a motherfucker race. So if a mama want to race speed, they got to come down here.
And I all this not going that race, that race, this race. Come on, man. That's
whatever they're doing,
Kimo.
I don't even care. I catch the ones that have around here got money to give to me. Because I'm going to get it if they're getting away. I'm getting it.
Man, I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm taking my car to wherever I want to go, regardless of what anybody got. If I think I got a good chance of winning somewhere, I'm going. Now, one track that I don't approve of, not just the track that, nothing. I just don't like 41. I had a mishap over there. I don't want to go back. That's all. I mean, it ain't nothing bad against 41. I just don't like the track.
I mean,
hey, Kimo, it won your time and it won my time. So, but I'm not going to the race, man. Drag race is just like my race. Every time somebody
has
a race,
you might as well start going fishing, man. Sell your car and go fishing.
But what? I just want
to. We don't whoop your motherfucking ass. We catch you on the track, we beating your ass.
You ain't doing, you a sucker. Stay at home.
We're going to drag your ass.
You was just at the store versus South, and you didn't know which way to go. The hog was ready to run your ass, and you act like you was lost, man. Don't get on these phones talking to
Hey, tell a hog locked in for the 31st, then.
Why y'all want to run the hog went down there? He said you act like you was scared to run it.
Man, the hog was scared to run us, just like you was.
No, I
was scared to run us.
I was solving my problem. I ain't scared to run nobody now. I'll break
hey,
your ass. Get your ass down.
Hey,
here.
Well, we got a problem, too. We got a problem with you and this gold chain. We want to race
get
you.
Get down here.
That's kind of way on the 31st.
Anytime next week, I got something for you.
Hey, we got to close the show out, so you guys are going to have to work that out. But, on behalf
hey,
of Tony.
Hey, we
have
to you. Them boys, them boys from Detroit, they like
Leon,
to get on the show and talk
pocket. Hey, Leon, it's the Detroit show. They can do that. It's the Michigan show.
But you can't, you got to show up and show out. Hey, Junior, remember this, though. You got to show up and show out, not on no show.
I understand that. Now, with that being said, I got to close the show out on behalf of Tone Slouch, Big Fred, Reggie, the Motor City Mafia. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank Tony for coming on and clearing up some things. Him and Type Man. And we'll catch y'all next week.
Look, Tony.
Be safe. And
Hey, June.
Yes, sir.
Give me.
Yes,
sir. I need 1 hot 3 minutes.
strangle.
Yeah. Hey, only thing I want to tell y'all, man, y'all guys been up there doing a lot of racing, supporting one another. Don't let this East Coast shit get up there to them good tracks and y'all ain't doing no engaging, man.
That's correct.
Hey, I'm going to say this. Anybody was at the track today, I drawed on three cars today. And ain't nobody trying to run me today, man. If any of them cars was left in Detroit today, they ain't even going to win some money for me or I'm going to break their back. And I think their back was broke today. That motherfucker on the mission right now.
On the 31st, we're going to draw on your ass.
I ain't
going to
say no more because my car is 54 step now. We ain't going to talk about that
Leon,
tab. I'm talking about now.
Leon, Tight Man just said something real good. We starting to do a lot of racing up here. Let's not let that bullshit that go on everywhere else infect the shit we do.
And I ain't just saying that to Lincoln. I'm saying that to the Chicago side, and I'm saying it to the Michigan side. I came up,
that's
man,
correct.
Y'all do the shit. And that rivalry is for real. And that's what's up. Don't get caught up in this bullshit down here, man. This shit down here.
You're right. Ain't no reason.
You guys have taken over grudge racing, if you ask me. The tracks were so much nicer. It's just the people, everybody, all the love and shit, man. Y'all, all this shit talking about, I ain't going here because you did. Hey, let me tell you something. We all have families. We all have different things to come up. You can't make every show, but now. Hey, drag gonna try to get a benefit rate on it. Everybody's trying to make it up. And that's what taught me, y'all.
Right.
I'm gonna be there for my brother. I'm gonna be there for him. I'm gonna try to make it happen as much as it can
happen.
That's right. You know, he's sticking up for me. And he's sticking. I'm gonna say this, though. And I'm gonna say it, y'all, and I want y'all to hear this, Junior, the Detroit crowd, too. Drag didn't even want to go to Tony's race in the first place beyond all that riff rap. But you know what? He said, I'm going to promote Tony Race, and I want y'all to go because the simple fact is, I want to go because Tony cool with me, but all this other stuff needs to stop. But if we going to help each other, let's help each other, not go to certain races,
you know.
I feel like
there's
no mistake
been
knowing Tony. They should have showed up to his race. That's the way I look
Leon,
at it.
Leon, Tone wasn't able. I'm going to tell you this, Leon. I'm here at home. I live on the west side. I couldn't make it out to the race because of family issues. I mean, it's understandable. You know how many races? Hey, Leon, you know how much, you know, motherfuckers know me over here, man. As much as I love racing, I'm not able to go. Why? Because certain obligations, you just can't walk away from. So you can't point the finger because for certain things, you just can't do it. It don't mean you don't show support.
Well,
maybe I might
got it the wrong way. I'm just saying from what I got, the face I got. You know, somebody say it's going to face me. That's not what happened, but.
If I want to ask you a question, I don't want to talk to the horse's ass. I want to talk to the horse's head. So,
right.
Guess what? You didn't get LT number. And if you want to cuss him out like a dog and you think you right, go for it. My thing is y'all don't get this bullshit that we got down here going on.
Right.
Because y'all have good shows, and then I see the bullshit trying to get started, and then for me to travel up there and see all Michigan people and a few Detroit people know, man, I like seeing everybody.
Diversify. That's where it's at, man. Hey, I got to close it out
again. If you can't make it, man, these kids getting ready to go back to school. I know down here, back to school or whatever. Hey, man, money may be a little tight.
That's
money
right.
Money may be a little tight. So, you know. But we gonna all keep it strictly racing and fellowshipping and doing what we do, man. I want to hear. I ain't trying to tell nobody what to do, but y'all have too much good shit going on to talk about. And especially to say it over the air, Leo. But we got to get this shit squashed.
That's right.
We
got to
put time at the round table and get this shit squashed.
Well, I got to close it out again. On behalf of Tone, everybody else, because I guess they fell off, I want to thank you for coming on. And y'all be safe out there, man.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Leaking with the W, baby.
You know that's right. Hey.